Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Telemarketing Calls.
Volunteer, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
What state are you from, ma'am?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any swear name. I need your first and last name. And believe me, there are consequences. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls. Wait, it doesn't matter what state is illegal. You're arrested. You're a hater, her, or life deserter. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Okay, my name's Alex.
What's your last name?
I don't get my last name.
You called my house, Alex? Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready.
Okay, I actually am a supervisor here. I can help you.
You broke a law. You did a felony arrest. You called my number. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. You don't have to give your last name, Alex.
Not if I don't want to.
You son of a motherfucker. Well, okay, so what now?
Are the police really listening in on this?
What?
Are the police really?
So they want me to get you. You bet. Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Okay.
Okay? You call people's houses?
And by the way, we fully abide by the do not call list rule.
We are all on it. You cannot call anybody. And what are you talking about?
Hey freaks, it's Friday, May 6th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, Asian trannies have it bad. Plus, dildo drill attachments. I introduce you to the internet's number one man baby and grinding your testicles down. All this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Don't play with me! Don't!
Yeah, Tim Henson with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday show. Got a good one for you. At the top of the program, I'd like to talk a little bit about trannies. I know what you're saying. Tim, you talk about transsexuals so much on the show. I'm just holding a mirror up to society, my friends. This is what we're talking about. Trannies are still hot for some reason. They're always in the news. The clip I'm going to play for you today features a tranny being assaulted on a subway. You may have heard about this. I think the video got about 144,000 views, and there's been some news stories written about it. But my angle is this. The one reason why you should be nice to trannies is that, in addition to all the other bullshit they have to go through, some of these people who decide, you know what, even though I was born a man, I feel like a woman. Some of these people are built, right? They've got the build of a man. And trying to contort that into a convincing female is easier said than done. What I'm saying is there's some fucking ugly trannies out there, my friends. And, they're dealing with a lot of shit, and now they're fucking ugly women. You know what I mean? Like, great. Here I am. I'm 6'4", trying to fit into heels. I've got a low voice. And on top of it, I'm fucking ugly. Life's not doing these trans people any favors. And, so the clip I'm going to play for you is from someone who has named herself. Like, originally she was like Jim Baker. It's like a guy name. She changed her name to Pearl. And she even changed her last name. Her last name is Love. Now, here's the issue. She's Asian. That's a lot of L's to be dealing with. So add that to the list of things that, not going well for you. You can't even pronounce your own name. If you're an Asian, stick with, like, Tom Jenkins or something. There's no R's, no L's, you're good to go. But this is Pearl. See, there's an R followed by an L. I mean, you're not making things easier for yourself. That's for fucking sure. So this transgender person is on the subway train when a woman appears to be very annoyed with her. She's skeeved out just by looking at a tranny, and she's going to voice her concern.
Your motherfucking woman's bag, living in a man's penis and body.
It's at this point that she realizes she's being recorded.
With women's makeup on.
Trying to hold her hand up to block the camera from getting a good view of her.
What you gonna do? Send it to China? What the fuck they gonna do? Fuck y'all's goddamn president, by the way, too. How you doing? You just called me. Suck my fucking dick, by the way. None of your goddamn business, motherfucker. Whoever that motherfucker over there is in Taiwan or Tokyo, fuck y'all's emperor. Jacques who fuck who stole. Y'all motherfuckers.
I don't think Jacques Cousteau is the emperor of China. The Secretary of State, Steve Irwin. She must only watch, like, the Discovery Channel or something. It's all, like, underwater explorers and shit. China, they done did made a stingray the Minister of Defense over there, right? No. All right, eventually she turns her attention back to the trans person, specifically.
Ain't shit, y'all ain't gonna do shit with them nuclear weapons neither. Y'all pussy, y'all motherfuckers just looking at us like, suck us, motherfucker, y'all jacks. That's what y'all do, motherfucker, y'all fuck. That's what y'all do.
To me, it sounds like she's more offended by the fact that this is an Asian person.
Dude, motherfucker, y'all sell y'all people, you garbage, motherfucker. You a transvestite videotaping me, motherfucker, suck my dick. You ain't about shit.
I like how she's insulting a trans person, meanwhile she's saying, suck my dick.
Videotaping me, motherfucker, suck my dick. You ain't about shit. You sitting over here recording me while you doing what? Sucking my dick? Okay, bitch, bye. You ain't nobody. You a fucking homo, gay motherfucker and some fucking women's products and whatnot. Like, what are you gonna do to survive in the long run? I mean, do you do this on the weekends or is this an everyday event for you? Like, you sit up and get on the train every day, like, what do people think about me?
Well, take a fucking breath and let her reply.
And then you cut out your...
Meanwhile, no one on the train is saying anything. And at first, you know, there are a lot of comments like, wow, you know, people are awful. They're not helping her. I don't know if I would help her. I feel like this is a mind-your-own-business situation. Maybe if things got physical, then an intervention should be required. But I feel like you don't know how crazy this broad is. She might whip out a gun if I try to, you know, say something.
Shit off, put your extensions back in, and go back to work. Like, who are you really under all that makeup? Where'd you come from? Are you the Emperor of China?
Yeah, she's Jacques Cousteau.
Like, how are we supposed to act with you? What should we do about you? Cause this shit.
What should we do about you?
Right here, inappropriate for my child. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I fight you right now. I don't even feel comfortable with you, motherfucker. Put the camera down, motherfucker. Put the camera down, motherfucker. Put the
So she says, I don't feel comfortable. She's worried. You know, I don't feel comfortable around you. And then she attacks.
I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I fight you right now. I don't even feel comfortable with you, motherfucker. Put the camera down, motherfucker. Put the camera down, motherfucker. Put the camera down, motherfucker. I'm gonna knock that goddamn... What?
You know, I always heard stories about how gritty New York City was in the 70s and 80s. Hookers everywhere, trannies, freaks and weirdos. And they all... Everyone just lived in harmony. Or at the very least, you just ignored the shit that you found weird. What happened to those days? Moving on, I've got a clip here of a webcam girl. I can't really call her a girl. She's a mother. I guess one might call her a MILF if you're into that sort of thing. But, you know, what I found is we've really reached a point of total saturation of the market. There are simply too many whores vying for your attention and dollars. And so these women, this is a grown woman. You know, she's in her, I don't know, late 30s, early 40s, maybe. I don't know. And she's, you know, she has to resort to using props. She's got a baseball bat. She's got a dildo that's attached to a drill. She's literally drilling her pussy in this clip in the hopes that someone will send her some internet gold. And you can tell she's not really into this. You know, she's doing it because she has to.
Let's go in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, get 50 gold in.
She wants 50 gold, and then she's going to drill her cunt with a craftsman.
So, I have my drill. I can deep throat, but my cocks that I have aren't very good for deep throating.
I think every time you hear that beep, she's getting gold. So, you know, the bitch is getting some money. She's getting paid.
Gotta have the right cock. The right cock toy.
She's putting the battery into the drill.
Oh, yeah. That goes in my ass. DP, baby. DP with a drill. Come on, guys. You get DP squirting and gaping and fucking my ass and fucking. If you guys get rid of the 50, I get to fuck my bedpost, guys. I'm gonna sit on my fucking bed.
She does have a very phallic-looking bedpost.
Put that one down there. 50! Crawl, Daddy. I don't know what's gonna happen.
So she literally has to do that for, like, 5 or 6 minutes. Just like, come on, my pussy's aching. Just need some more gold. Eventually, she gets her money. And, you know, I find this really weird. So she starts masturbating, first with her fingers, right? I thought, you know, before you get fisted in the ass, I thought you would use, you know, a dildo or something to open it up a bit. She's doing the reverse. She's fisting herself, and then to get it ready for the drill. She's fisting herself.
Yes. Oh, damn. Punch it. Punch it. Fucking cunt.
Comes the drill.
Oh my god.
Oh, done.
Oh my god.
Do you hear that sound? Have you ever used a drill and you've gone too far, or it simply won't drill anymore? That's the sound I'm hearing. She's hit rock bottom. And I mean that in every way possible. Happy Mother's Day. I didn't think she was going to get any use out of that drill I got her. How wrong I was. Dad looks jealous, though. I've got a couple clips from live streamers. The first one is just a guy flipping out because he lost and is a big fucking crybaby. Seems to be doing good there.
Fuck off, man! Oh. That's so depressing! Oh, you've got no idea!
So someone came up and killed him from behind, I guess. Just another character just ran up and...
So depressing! Oh, you've got no...
Did you just say that's so depressing? Yeah, life sucks. Let's hear that again.
Fuck off, man! That's so depressing! Oh, you've got no idea! Oh my god, you're such a fuck... Oh, I want to smash the fuck out of everything in this fucking... Ah! Oh my god! Oh my Christ!
Oh, it hurts!
Ooh.
Sounds like he's got a drill dough up his ass.
Yeah. Oh my god!
I learned that from watching Mommy.
Fucking pussy fart! Fucking! Ooh.
You fucking! Did you call a pussy fart? You fucking pussy fart! Hey, speaking of pussies, this is a really odd clip, and I think you have to see it, even though there's not much action going on here. I'm gonna post a link to this in the show notes today. This is a group of, I think they are like esport commentators. And it looks like they're all having a discussion. This might be on a podcast. I'm going to just play the audio for you, and then I'll go back and explain what's happening here.
I know,
it's
right?
Not even that weird. Dude, it wouldn't even be that weird now.
Is it weird to even say that, again, we've talked about this before, but there might even be a slight chance that Rick Fox knows who I am.
Now, Rick Fox must be, you know, someone in the esports world.
Might even be a slight chance that Rick Fox knows who I am.
Who cares? I'm joking.
Just a little joke, but the kid starts crying. He couldn't take it. Look at him.
I'm sorry, don't cry. I'm sorry, we talked about this in pre-show. I'm sorry.
We talked about this in pre-show, of how big of a pussy you are, and how we shouldn't hurt your feelings.
Look, man, if he starts swinging, I got you.
I'm sorry, I was joking.
I'll try to stop him. Oh, God dang, what just happened?
You know, when it comes to the video gaming community, for most players, every other word coming out of their mouth on Xbox Live or PSN is faggot. Or I want to, you know, rip your head off and shit down your neck hole. Like, these are not nice people. So it's weird to me that this guy couldn't take a Who cares? Comment. I looked this guy up. His name is James Chen. He says, I've been active in the fighting game community for years. From FAQs to videos to articles to live commentary, I always strive to improve and grow the scene. I mean, he seems like a very sweet boy, but he might not be cut out for anything involving the internet. All right, let's get back to this crying here.
God dang, what just happened?
That's a joke.
That happened so fast.
You gotta be ready. I'm trying to toughen his skin, guys. I'm trying to make him tougher. We've talked about this.
He's like hugging him and rubbing his back now, trying to make him feel better. Meanwhile, this poor kid, his head is on the desk, like buried. He's crying, bawling.
I'm trying to make him tougher. We've talked about this off camera.
No, get out of here, Steve!
And Steve and Steve are off of Ultra Chat. No, wrong here on Ultra Chat.
Get out of here, Steve. But he's laughing now. Like, he's still crying, but he knows that it's ridiculous enough that he's laughing.
Ultra Chat. No, wrong here on Ultra Chat.
But I'm pretty sure, jeez. Think about it. There's no way he's not going to be there to support his team.
Yo, yeah, so like,
Dang.
Don't look at the chat. Whatever you do, don't look at the chat. That shit will make you cry. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. I think from now on, whenever you assholes on the voicemail line call me a faggot, I'm just going to break down, have a temper tantrum, bawl my eyes out. Then maybe you'll realize how much it hurts me. All right, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you. Let's rectify that situation right now. Become a true and honorable freak today for only $6.99 a month, even less, when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. What do you get for that price? Well, first and foremost, you support DV. You make sure that this show continues on for a long, long time. But you do get some cool stuff out of it. First up, full access to the entire archive of programs. Then every week we do bonus material just for Sideshow Freaks. Yesterday's episode of DV was for Sideshow members only. And throughout the week, I've been doing little mini episodes just for Sideshow members. Yeah, you get a second episode of Distorted View Daily. Every day. Not every day, but, you know, almost every day. It's like, most of them are like 15 to 20 minutes in length as well. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards accepted, also PayPal if you're into that. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, remember a few minutes ago when I was playing the audio of the woman pleasuring herself with a drill? Guys, don't try that. You've got too many things dangling from your body that could get wrapped up in it. Don't believe me? Well, have I got a news story for you. A young man has been involved in a horrifying accident in which his scrotum became entangled in a handheld electrical grinder. Okay, it was a grinder still. That's close to a drill. It was a handheld grinder. And, oh my god, a grinder grinded his balls up. Ambulance services received an emergency call just after 2:30 p.m. today, after the accident at a home in St. Clair in Sydney's West. Yeah, story comes from Australia. The injured 19-year-old man was reported to be conscious. Oh, that's even worse. It'd be better if he was knocked out. He was conscious and breathing when the ambulance arrived. He was taken to the Nepean Hospital in stable condition. What's great about this news story is that there's a comment section. Oh, no. Rod writes in, what's a grinder doing anywhere near the jewels? What the hell was he trying to do? It's called maintenance. Greg asks, is he nuts? And then John replies, not anymore. Someone else replied, I'm not sure that's the right way to use grinder, spelled G-R-I-N-D-R. You know, like the gay app. Finally, Terry replied, show some balls. All right. Second story we have for you today. China has officially banned bananas. Well, specifically, erotic banana-eating live streams. Okay.
So appealing for us to get and sing.
Right enough. Chinese live streaming services have banned people filming themselves eating bananas, or bananes, in seductive fashion. New regulations mean that live streaming sites must monitor all their output round the clock. This is what they're wasting their resources on. This is something, you know, that can't be done automatically. Robots can't be used to do it. AI? How do you teach a computer to tell the difference between someone eating a banana normally and one simulating oral sex on a banana? This is a job for CumNet. That's right, we're expanding. It's CumNet Enterprise Edition. Businesses, you've seen how CumNet works here on Distorted View Daily. Combine that with my years and years of experience watching women gag on cocks, bananas, and other large phallic objects. The choice is clear. Turn to CumNet for all of your cock-sucking analytic needs. CumNet, we're the penis people. Ting! That's our slogan. All right, back to this story, which, by the way, this is a Chinese story. Ahem. There we go. Yes, back to the story here. Yeah, people actually have to keep an eye out for any erotic banana eatings on this service. It's not just fruit that's on their radar, though. The paper adds that wearing stockings and suspenders while hosting a live stream is now also forbidden. What about eating pickles? Or those little appetizer wieners? The move is the authorities' latest attempt to clamp down on inappropriate and erotic online content. Good luck. In April, the Ministry of Culture announced it was investigating a number of popular live streaming platforms for allegedly hosting pornographic or violent content that harms social morality. Despite the government's concerns, such sites are attracting more and more users in China. Particularly popular are webcam sessions, where young women, and sometimes girls under 18, entertain a predominantly male audience, often singing Chinese songs or chatting to their viewers. Yeah, that's how it starts. Next thing you know, you got a drill with a dildo on the end of it stuck up your ass. That's how dangerous it can get. Bananas are only dangerous in cartoons. And that's mostly because of their peels. All right, New Express Daily cites data showing that 26% of live streaming viewers are under 18, while 60% of those creating the content are under 22. Three-quarters of those watching are male. News of the banana ban has prompted thousands of users to chime in on Chinese social media. Some are more concerned with the young women choosing to take part in live streaming, but others are a bit baffled by how the rules will be enforced. Quote, how do they decide what's provocative when eating a banana? It should be like, as long as there's chewing involved, then we're okay. You can't simply deep-throat a banana. Another person asks, can male live streamers still eat them? People are already thinking of ways to get around the ban. Quote, they will all just start eating cucumbers, and if that's no good, yams. They're already looking for loopholes. I'm sorry, roopers. You know, I think it's incredibly lazy. Like, when I am listening to a comedian and they do, like, that tired old Asian stereotypical way of talking with the they can't pronounce the L, they say the R's. I cringe. But for me, it's okay to do it, I guess. I can't help it. All right, final story we have for you today. An Israeli man has petitioned for a restraining order against God, you know, the Almighty, claiming he's been particularly unkind to him over the years and that the police are unable to do anything. The man, named by Israeli news site NRG as David Shoshin, represented himself, that's always a good idea, at a court hearing, because no lawyer would represent him, let's be honest. He represented himself at a court hearing in Haifa, a port city in the north of Israel. The report noted that God was not present to defend himself. God better be careful, there's going to be a warrant out for his arrest. The court heard God had been particularly unkind to Mr. Shoshan, treating him harshly and not nicely, though no specific details were given about what exactly had happened to make him feel this way. I'm guessing his favorite sports team lost. Mr. Shoshan claimed he made several attempts to contact police. What about contacting God directly? Handle it, man to deity. All right. Instead, he tried to contact the Popo about the situation. He wanted to report God's alleged crimes. The patrol cars had been sent to his house on 10 occasions. However, the measure was ineffective against the deity, and police advised him to take out a restraining order. I'm sure they were snickering when they said that. The request for a restraining order was denied by the presiding judge, Ashan Kanan or something, who said the request was delusional. Finally, someone with some fucking sense, and that the petitioner required help from sources outside of the court. You know, mental professionals. That, my friends, is your distorted. I have a speech impediment. This is what I get for making fun of Asians and the way they, you know, talk. You know, God has punished me with a Cindy Brady lisp. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Remember I was telling you guys about my AT&T drama every fucking year with this U-verse. We have to renew our contract. And every year it gets more and more expensive. And there's like this whole fucking routine I have to go through to fight, you know, and then I complain. It's like this week-long process where eventually if I cause enough of a scene, then I'll get a hold of someone who can actually help me and lower my bill. But still, year after year, it goes up a little bit, right? So this year was no different. Got to the point where I had to, you know, start tweeting out complaints, and then someone on their, you know, AT&T Cares Twitter account emailed or messaged me and said, "Give me your information, I can help you." And she got basically my cable and internet price down to what I was already paying. But the more I thought, so I signed up with it again, and the contract was supposed to go into effect for the next year, like in mid-May or something. And the more and more I thought about it, the more I was like, I don't want to deal with these fucking assholes anymore. And plus, I've been reading all this stuff in the news about how AT&T kind of wants to get out of the U-verse business because they bought that fucking satellite company, DirecTV. The last thing I want on the top of my house is a satellite dish. That's like the kiss of death. That's all you see. Whenever you see a house that's in foreclosure, sure enough, there's a fucking DirecTV dish up there or a dish network. In the end, thank God, here in Columbus, we've got a couple of cable companies, so they sort of compete with each other. And let me just tell you this. If you guys are renting your equipment, and most people do, they rent their modem, they rent their like DVR and tuners and all that shit, that's where these cable companies really rape you. Like, if you ever go on to, I don't know, Time Warner or Charter or Wow, whatever cable company you're with, look at their new customer pricing. You'll see, like, you'll get 5,000 channels and 300 megabit per second internet for, like, $50 a month or something. But that's before taxes and all of the fucking rental equipment you're paying every month for. It's ridiculous. Here's what you do. I'm going to give you a little hint. A lot of times these companies like Time Warner will offer, if you sign up for a year or whatever, they'll send you like a $300 Visa gift card. You know, they'll have like those type of promotions, or a $200 gift card. Use that money, buy yourself a fucking TiVo. Go on Slick Deals, buy yourself one of those refurbished cable modems for $30. Then they have this other thing, these TiVo minis. They're like, they work with your main box, and so if you want a whole home experience, like if you want to watch your shit or live TV or whatever in the bedroom too, then you can just pick up one of these $100 minis. Wait for those to go on sale as well. Get a refurbished one or something. All right, all in, you'll probably spend $300 or $400 on equipment before your first year is even up with the cable company. You'll have recouped that money. You know what I mean? Like, it'll have paid for itself. And the nice thing is, if you're like me here in Columbus, you know, they always want to, after the year that you're with the cable company, then they want to, like, jack up the price. Well, you've got your TiVo. All of your shit is on that DVR. You can switch to whatever cable company you want at that point and not lose any of your shit. Just every year, switch back and forth to whatever cable company has the best promotion going on for new customers. See? Thinking with my head. The next step is to just, like, cut cable out of my life completely. But that's probably a year or two down the road.
All right, Tim. This is Super Dick Man calling back in.
Whoa, I just called Super Dick Man.
Angry, racist, tirade, black Dick Man trying to move in on my turf.
Ooh. But, I didn't play that one because you called in two times in a row, but I kind of want to hear that now.
That's cool. I like black Dick Man. I think he's a good guy, you know? But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about listeners being mean to you, you know? You kind of set this precedent.
It's my fault. How dare you victim blame me?
You kind of did it to yourself, you know? Like, you basically talk shit about yourself so much that everybody thinks it's okay. It's cool, you know?
It's called self-deprecating humor.
Calling you a Fruit Loop or a fairy.
I know. Look, it honestly doesn't bother me. It's okay.
Or, you know,
whatever you want to call me. As long as it comes from a place of love and respect.
Or, you know, a butthole bandit, you know.
Yeah. I want to hear your other...
Just faggotory shit that you're up to. I mean, if you didn't mock yourself about it.
Oh, you guys can call me whatever you want. I might start crying about it now.
Hey there, Tinkerbell. I mean, fairy, whatever the fuck you're calling your gay ass nowadays.
This is Super Dickman, by the way. This is his first call. I downloaded it.
I just was listening to the show. I believe this was Friday, April 15th. Some asshole called Black Dickman is trying to snatch my name. This is Super Dickman. I called it. I got here first. It's my name, goddammit!
Super Dickman.
Here, Timmy Boo Haley's calling up with a quick observation about your voicemail number.
Yeah.
If you aren't able to keep it, whoever gets it after you is going to have some very strange messages.
That would almost be more funny. You know, I would almost be willing to lose my voicemail account.
Quite some time.
Just for that to happen.
Keep in mind, there
some poor old woman getting 206-666-4463.
There are people who will...
Hey, faggot!
...will call the voicemail number and leave you a message talking about how they've been on hiatus for a few months or a few years.
That's true.
These people are going to be calling the number that is in the old episodes of the certain view they're listening to, not realizing that even if the answering message has changed, it's no longer this sort of view.
Right, right.
I kind of feel sorry for whoever gets this number after you, if you aren't...
Thankfully, that did not happen.
Hey, Tim. It's Dang Tim here. I'm tripping on acid again. Haven't started tripping yet, just coming up, and I was wondering if you...
Did we ever get to the bottom of what happened in Dank Tim's life? Because I have a feeling there's some dark shit that has caused Dank Tim to behave the way he behaved. I mean, he seems like a very nice, sweet guy, but he's doing something to himself here.
Wanted something.
Some sort of self-medicating going on here.
Things of Kratom. It's legal. It's a drug.
Oh.
But,
Kratom is legal? Like, salvia?
It's legal, so, you know, if, you want to try it and see what all the fuss is about, I don't know if there's a fuss about it, but, just let me know.
So, what does it do? Like, explain it. I guess I could Google this, but it's more fun to have you explain it to me. So, how does it make you feel? Is it an upper or a... Believe me, I don't need any uppers. I don't need anything increasing my heart rate with my fucking wonky-ass heart. If it slows something down, that would be good.
Love you, and...
I'm trying to think I should get on heroin. What does that do to your heart? It's got to slow things down there, right?
You have a good night, sir.
All right, thank you very much, Dank Tim. Call back and explain what the hell Kratom is.
Random freestyle porno dialogue.
Okay, this is like this. Spiral Hamfucker, obviously.
Porno dialogue. I mean like the stuff you do, boo, with the... like, you know, where they don't give them any lines. It's like, all right, you're the stepdog. We're going to get caught by my dad. Just don't worry, baby. I'm going to fuck you on the corner of the sink. You're going to wake up mom. I don't know. I couldn't direct amateur porn. Cut. It's obvious you guys just met 20 minutes ago. Let's try this again.
All right, let's not. Here's the thing. You know, I found that channel on YouTube that features a bunch of really bad gay porn acting. Is there like a... What he does is it's pretty great. He cuts out all of the gay sex and just leaves in the rest of the movie. Is there anyone that's doing that for straight porn? If not, that could be a fun hobby. Someone's getting fucked. I don't hear a drill, though. Oh, that's a baby! Shove that thing in our post-term abortion box that I'm... Oh, you guys might not have understood what that reference is from yesterday's show. Yeah, Distorted View is adopting an abortion box. On the side of the street. Sounds like an esports commentator, I know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As in, oh god.
DP, baby. DP with a drill.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.